These are the daily Bible readings for December 29th, or day 363. A prayer to implore God's help before any action. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Assist us, O Lord, we beseech thee, with thy gracious inspiration, and further our efforts with thy continual help, that every prayer and work of ours may always begin with thee, and by thee be happily ended. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. 2 Maccabees chapters 9 and 10. At that time Antiochus returned with dishonor out of Persia, for he had entered into the city called Persepolis and attempted to rob the temple and to oppress the city. But the multitude, running together to arms, put them to flight. And so it fell out that Antiochus, being put to flight, returned with disgrace. Now when he was come about Ecbatana, he received the news of what had happened to Nicanor and Timotheus, and swelling with anger, he thought to revenge upon the Jews the injury done by them that had put him to flight. And therefore he commanded his chariot to be driven without stopping in his journey, the judgment of heaven urging him forward, because he had spoken so proudly, that he would come to Jerusalem and make it a common burying place of the Jews. But the Lord God of Israel, that seeth all things, struck him with an incurable and invisible plague. For as soon as he had ended these words, a dreadful pain in his bowels came upon him, and bitter torments of the inner parts, and indeed very justly, seeing he had tormented the bowels of others with many and new torments. Albeit he by no means ceased from his malice. Moreover, being filled with pride, breathing out fire in his rage against the Jews, and commanding the matter to be hastened, it happened as he was going with violence that he fell from the chariot, so that his limbs were much pained by a grievous bruising of the body. Thus, he that seemed to himself to command even the waves of the sea, being proud above the condition of man, and to weigh the heights of the mountains in a balance, now being cast down to the ground, was carried in a litter, bearing witness to the manifest power of God in himself. So that worms swarmed out of the body of this man, and whilst he lived in sorrow and pain, his flesh fell off, and the filthiness of his smell was noisome to the army. And the man that thought a little before he could reach to the stars of heaven, no man could endure to carry for the intolerable stench. And by this means, being brought from his great pride, he began to come to the knowledge of himself, being admonished by the scourge of God, his pains increasing every moment. And when he himself could not now abide his own stench, he spoke thus, "It is just to be subject to God, and that a mortal man should not equal himself to God." Then this wicked man prayed to the Lord, of whom he was not like to obtain mercy. And the city to which he was going in haste to lay it even to the ground, and to make it a common burying place, he now desired to make free. And the Jews, whom he said he would not account worthy to be so much as buried, but would give them up to be devoured by the birds and the wild beasts, and would utterly destroy them with their children, he now promiseth to make equal with the Athenians. The holy temple also, which before he had spoiled, he promised to adorn with goodly gifts, and to multiply the holy vessels, and to allow, out of his revenues, the charges pertaining to the sacrifices, yea, also that he would become a Jew himself, and would go through every place of the earth, and declare the power of God. But his pains not ceasing, for the just judgment of God was come upon him. Despairing of life, he wrote to the Jews in the manner of a supplication, a letter in these words. To his very good subjects, the Jews, Antiochus, king and ruler, wisheth much health and welfare and happiness. If you and your children are well, and if all matters go with you to your mind, we give very great thanks. As for me, being infirm, but yet kindly, remembering you, returning out of the places of Persia and being taken with grievous disease, I thought it necessary to take care for the common good, not distrusting my life, but having great hope to escape the sickness, but considering that my father also, at what time he led an army into higher countries, appointed who should reign after him, to the end that if anything contrary to expectation should fall out, or any bad tidings should be brought, they that were in the countries, knowing to whom the whole government was left, might not be troubled. Moreover, considering that neighboring princes and borderers wait for the opportunity and expect what shall be the event, I have appointed my son Antiochus king, whom I often recommended to many of you when I went into higher provinces, and I have written to him what I have joined here below. I pray you, therefore, and request of you, that remembering favors, both public and private, you will, every man of you, continue to be faithful to me and to my son. For I trust that he will behave with moderation and humanity, and following my intentions will be gracious unto you. Thus the murderer and the blasphemer, being grievously struck, as himself had treated others, died a miserable death in a strange country, among the mountains. But Philip, that was brought up with him, carried away his body and went out of fear of the son of Antiochus. Went into Egypt to Ptolemy Philometor. But Maccabeus and they that were with him, by the protection of the Lord, recovered the temple and the city again. But he threw down the altars which the heathens had set up in the streets, as also the temple of the idols. And having purified the temple, they made another altar, and taking fire out of the fiery stones, they offered sacrifices after 2 years, and set forth incense and lamps, and the loaves of proposition. And when they had done these things, they besought the Lord, laying prostrate on the ground, that they might no more fall into such evils, but if they should at any time sin, that they might be chastised by him more gently, and not to be delivered up to barbarians and blasphemous men. Now upon the same day that the temple had been polluted by the strangers, on the very same day it was cleansed again, to wit, on the 25th day of the month of Casleu. And they kept 8 days with joy, after the manner of the feasts of the tabernacles, remembering that not long before they had kept the feasts of the tabernacles when they were in the mountains, and in dens like wild beasts. Therefore they now carried boughs and green branches, and palms for him that had given them good success in cleansing his place. And they ordained by a common statute and decree that all the nations of the Jews should keep those days every year. And this was the end of Antiochus, that was called the Illustrious. But now we will relate the acts of Eupator, the son of that wicked Antiochus, abridging the account of the evils that happened in the wars. For when he was come to the crown, he appointed over the affairs of his realm one, Lysias, general of the army of Phoenicia and Syria. For Ptolemy, that was called Matser, was determined to be strictly just to the Jews, and especially by reason of the wrong that had been done to them, and to deal peaceably with them. But being accused for this to Eupator by his friends, and being oftentimes called traitor, because he had left Cyprus when Philometor had committed to him, and coming over to Antiochus the Illustrious, had revolted also from him, he put an end to his life by poison. But Gorgias, who was governor of the holds, taking with him the strangers, often fought against the Jews. And the Jews that occupied the most commodious hold received those that were driven out of Jerusalem, and attempted to make war. Then they that were at Machabus, beseeching the Lord by prayers to be their helper, made a strong attack upon the strongholds of the Idumeans, and assaulting them with great force, won the holds and killed them that came in the way, and slew together altogether no fewer than 20,000. And whereas some were fled into the very strong towers, having all manners of provision to sustain a siege, Maccabeus left Simon and Joseph and Zacchaeus, and them that were with them in sufficient number to besiege them, and departed to those expeditions which urged more. Now they that were with Simon, being led with covetousness, were persuaded, for the sake of money, by some that were in the towers, and taking 70,000 drachmas, let some of them escape. But when it was told Maccabeus what was done, he assembled the rulers of the people and accused those men that they had sold their brethren for money, having let their adversaries escape. So he put these traitors to death and forthwith took the 2 towers, and having good success in arms and in all things, he took in hand, he slew more than 20,000 in the two holds. But Timotheus, who before had been overcome by the Jews, having called together a multitude of foreign troops and assembled horsemen out of Asia, came as though he would take Judah by force of arms. But Maccabeus and they that were with him, when he drew near, prayed to the Lord, sprinkling earth upon their heads and girding their loins with haircloth, and lying prostrate at the foot of the altar, besought him to be merciful to them, and to be an enemy to their enemies, and an adversary to their adversaries, as the law saith. And so, after prayer, taking their arms, they went forth further from the city. And when they were come very near the enemies, they rested. But as soon as the sun was risen, both sides joined battle, the one part having with their valor the Lord for a surety of victory and success, but the other side making their rage their leader in battle. But when they were in the heat of the engagement, there appeared to the enemies from heaven 5 men upon horses, comely with golden bridles, conducting the Jews, 2 of whom took Maccabeus between them, and covered him on every side with their arms, and kept him safe, but cast darts and fireballs against the enemies, so they fell down, being both confounded with blindness and filled with trouble. And there were slain 20,500 horsemen. But Timotheus fled into Gazara, a stronghold where Chares was governor. Then Maccabeus and they that were with him cheerfully laid siege to the fortress 4 days. But they that were within, trusting to the strength of the place, blasphemed exceedingly and cast forth abominable words. But when the 5th day appeared, 20 young men of them that were with Maccabeus, inflamed in their minds because of the blasphemy, approached manfully to the wall, and pushing forward with fierce courage, got up upon it. Moreover, others also getting up after them, went to set fire to the towers and the gates, and to burn the blasphemers alive. And having for 2 days together pillaged and sacked the fortress, they killed Timotheus, who was found hid in a certain place. And they slew also his brother Chereas and Apollophanes. And when this was done, they blessed the Lord with hymns and thanksgiving, who had done great things in Israel, and given them the victory. Ecclesiasticus chapter 49. The memory of Josias is like the composition of a sweet smell made by the art of a perfumer. His remembrance shall be sweet as honey in every mouth, and as music at a banquet of wine. He was directed by God unto the repentance of the nation, and he took away the abomination of wickedness, and he directed his heart towards the Lord, and in the days of sinners he strengthened godliness. Except David and Ezekias and Josias all committed sin. For the kings of Judah forsook the law of the Most High, and despised the fear of God. So they gave their kingdom to others, and their glory to a strange nation. They burnt the chosen city of holiness, and made the streets thereof desolate, according to the prediction of Jeremias. For they treated him evil, who was consecrated a prophet from his mother's womb, to overthrow and pluck up and destroy, and to build again and renew. It was Ezekiel that saw the glorious vision which was shown him upon the chariot of cherubims. For he made mention of the enemies under the figure of rain, and of doing good to them that showed right ways. And may the bones of the 12 prophets spring up out of their place, for they strengthened Jacob and redeemed themselves by strong faith. And how shall we magnify Zerubbabel? For he was as a signet on the right hand. In like manner, Jesus, the son of Jozadak, who in their days built up the house and set up the holy temple to the Lord, prepared for everlasting glory. And let Nehemiah be a long time remembered, who raised up for us our walls that were cast down, and set up the gates and the bars, who rebuilt our houses. No man was born upon earth like Hanok, for he also was taken up from the earth. Nor is Joseph, who is a man born, prince of his brethren, the support of his family, the ruler of his brethren, the stay of the people. And his bones were visited, and after death they prophesied. Seth and Sem obtained glory among men, and above every soul, Adam in the beginning. The Apocalypse, chapter 20. And I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should no more seduce the nations till the 1,000 years be finished, and after that he must be loosed a little time. And I saw seats, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and the souls of them that were beheaded for the testimony of Jesus, and for the word of God, and who had not adored the beast nor his image, nor received his character on their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead lived not till the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. In these the second death had no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years shall be finished, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go forth and seduce the nations which are over the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, and shall gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they came upon the breadth of the earth and encompassed the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And there came down fire from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil, who seduced them, was cast into the pool of fire and brimstone, where both beast and the false prophet shall he be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne and one sitting upon it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was no place found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing in the presence of the throne, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell gave up their dead that were in them. And they were judged every one according to their works. And hell and death were cast into the pool of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the pool of fire. The prayer of Saint Bede the Venerable after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom, which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, font of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.